thanks for tuning in. I just have to say that I am incredibly proud to have the opportunity to partner with Kingshi Humidors. They reached out to me and asked me if I would be willing to review their 26-liter model, and they very generously sent me a brand new humidor via Amazon order. It is a very thin and sleek design, very compact, and can be pretty much anywhere, desk, table, etc. It comes with four cedar shelves with a couple of moisture trays, one that can be freestanding and the other one in the back with the cooling and the heating fan. I decided to use Orbi beads to season the humidor at the suggestion of a friend of mine, and it absorbs the distilled water very, very fast. It's very cost effective, and it is actually a great way to season your humidor. I decided to clean out the humidor, make it suitable for my shelves, so that way it didn't have the plastic smell. It comes with a built-in hygrometer, which is fairly accurate, I would say, most of the time. It can be off by a few percentage points in comparison to my other hygrometer. I put in the Orbeez beads in the bottom shelf, so that way it could just sit and rest, and I let it sit for a few weeks just to season and be ready. So guys, as you saw in the unboxing of the Kingshi 26-liter humidor, it is a very sleek-looking, very nice humidor. It comes with a lot of features. I mean, obviously, the biggest of which is the fact that it's temperature-controlled and it has dual refrigerating and heating capabilities. But not only that, it also comes with two moisture containers, which I thought was pretty cool. One that's kind of a freestanding one that's a rectangle, and you can put whatever humidification agent, whether it is distilled water or humidifier beads, or as I decided to use at the suggestion of my friend Cigar Show Tim, I decided to use Orbeez beads because they're very cost effective and they're really absorbent, and whatever you pour onto them, in this case distilled water, it's going to help you season your humidor. Now, I took about a month to really season my humidor just because I wanted to make sure that my cigars were in proper conditions. Even with all of the really great features of the humidor, seasoning the humidor really fell to me in terms of how I wanted to make sure that it was at the right, you know, relative humidity level, and trying to make sure that, you know, even though my cigars would be at a perfect temperature, and especially as it gets warmer, you want to make sure you kind of keep it at the right temperature. In my studio is inside my garage, so it can get pretty warm in here, and I want to make sure that my cigars stay nice and cool inside of the humidor. And as I was seasoning the humidor, I was facing some challenges, and these were all to me. It had nothing to do with the humidor itself, because the humidor is very well contained. It will contain humidification extremely well. You just have to be careful with how much, you know, whether it's humidifier packets, or in my case, the Orbeez beads, or whatever you use to season it. You have to be careful, because you can humidify the crap out of this thing, and the percentage of, you know, the relative humidification is way too high. So I had to kind of ebb and flow it a little bit. It took me some time, but I feel like I finally got it to the proper humidification level, which is anywhere in between 69 and 70% relative humidity. I like to make sure that it's in between those numbers. Those are the numbers I'm most comfortable with. Anything below that or above that, I'm like, nope, gotta fix it. Gotta fix it right now. In addition to that, I also picked up some extra hygrometers in order to kind of make sure that I was getting a balanced humidity level. And I feel like that I've achieved that. And I put a bunch of my cigar collection inside the humidor here, and I feel like that it's actually really containing it very nicely. The inside of the humidor smells fantastic with the cedar, and now the cigars adding that additional aroma. It's actually really, really nice. Now, this is a 200 capacity humidor, so I still have quite a bit of room left to be able to add cigars as I please. And, you know, on the top here, I got some of my collection from Baraya. Just put them on the top. And then, of course, there's Casa Cuevas. And right now, the humidity level is sitting, I would say, approximately at 71%. There is the built-in hygrometer, and it is registering a pretty high humidity level, but I think that's why I got the extra assistance of the hygrometer, just to make sure that I was getting the most balanced and accurate humidity level, and it's just off by a few. But I don't think that's anything to do with any fault in the design or anything like that. I don't feel like that is that's anything in error of how it was made, because hygrometers tend to read very differently depending on the make, the model, the manufacturer. I have a Zycar hygrometer inside of my other humidor, and that registers a very different humidity level than the other hygrometer I placed in there. I know I was a bit obsessive with it, but I also wanted to make sure that it was accurate. But as you can see, the cigars kind of lay very nice and flat. You can only put them in long ways relative to the front of the humidor. You can't put putting them in long ways, like going back and forth from the back to the front of the humidor. I wouldn't recommend that, just because they could easily get, you know, jumbled and fall off. And also, you can see that these little slats in between can kind of help the cigars rest nice and comfortably. I will say that the one thing that I was, I don't want to say disappointed about, was that the top shelves don't have a lip. The lip, I think, is really helpful in containing your cigars, because it is a 200 count, but at the same time, if you pile on a little too much on top of the cigars on the top shelves, you know, they could end up tumbling out as you open the door. But that could be a bonus, because then it just picks the cigar that you're going to smoke that day. So, but in any case, I mean, the cedar's fantastic. And then, of course, there's the bottom drawer, which has the most, the biggest capacity for cigars. And you'd be able to put, I mean, pile them on in here. It's just going to be really nice and really easy to be able to do. And that is probably where you want to put the most of your cigars, and then the rest kind of just sitting comfortably on top of the shelf. It's got great capacity. It's got a really nice design. It's very sleek, and you know, this honestly could fit almost anywhere. I have it on top of my little, you know, staging area here. It is nice and convenient where it's at. You can put it on your desk. You can put it in your bedroom somewhere. Anywhere there's easy access, as long as it's a relatively wide surface, you can put it on there. It's really narrow. You don't have to worry about it being like clunky and bulky, and it's actually really light to carry around. Even if you have some cigars in it, it's not a heavy piece of equipment. Very convenient. If you want to get an electric humidor that doesn't take up a crazy amount of space, that will hold up to 200 cigars, and it has really great temperature control features, and of course, you know, it has the light in there. The light only illuminates so much at the top. It doesn't illuminate the entire humidor. It's just kind of a nice extra feature. But yeah, if you want something that is convenient and will hold a lot of cigars, and it will make it relatively easy to maintain, then yeah, the King Chi 26 liter humidor is definitely a great choice. I'm really glad and very grateful that they reached out to me and decided to send me this humidor to try out and review. I'm extremely happy with it. I really love it, and I'm excited to continue to add more cigars from my to my collection in this humidor. I hope you guys enjoyed or got something out of this. I really hope you'll check them out. You can find them on Amazon. I'm going to leave the links down below. If you want to check out King Chi and get a humidor for yourself, be sure to leave a review. As I said before, I'm really happy with this humidor. It's containing the humidity very well. Temperature's great. Has all the features that one would need in order to successfully maintain and care for their cigars. I think this is a winner, and you really should go check out King Chi. Pick up one for yourself. They come in different sizes, not just the 26 liter. They also have a 33 liter. They have a 19 liter, which those of us here in the United States who don't, you know, use the metric system or use liters to measure most stuff, basically it is a 200 capacity for the 26 liter, and I think it's like a roughly 300 or something like that, or more, for the 33. It increases in capacity when you go up in liters, and it gives you a really great place to keep and maintain your cigars. King Chi, I really think you guys should check them out. They're really nice, very well made, and they're pretty affordable. Definitely go check out the links in Amazon and pick one up for yourself. Thanks for checking out this video, guys. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you will, as I said, pick up a King Chi humidor. That's it for me, guys. Thank you for tuning in for this video. Have a fantastic day, and as always, I will catch you in the next one.